This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. For many of the elementary schools, the cheese pizza, the turkey pepperoni pizza, the sesame chicken wrap, and the corn with Italian garlic seasoning. Many of the middle and high schools can also have the barbecue chicken sandwich, the teriyaki chicken wings and rice, the yogurt parfait, the edamame pods with tahini, and the baby carrots. I did a little research. Tahini, I thought T-A-J-I-N, I thought that was another word for tahini, which was sesame seed butter, but it's not. It's actually a seasoning, a Mexican seasoning of peppers and lime, and it's supposed to be very tasty. So, good on you. Right on. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Doctors and other experts say that at least 50 additional people are likely to have died as a result of the 2018 wildfire that wiped out the town of Paradise up in Butte County. But those 50 people were not counted in the official death toll of 85. The Chico Enterprise Record is saying in an investigation yesterday that the official statistics failed to include people who died from complications from the fire. Attorneys said the online database used to record claims is not perfect, so the number may not be exact. Pacific Gas and Electric have a plan to come out from under bankruptcy, but they may face another challenge from California Governor Gavin Newsom. His lawyers told U.S. bankruptcy judge yesterday that they want to ask PG&E about the company's plans to borrow billions of dollars and sell more stock. PG&E hopes that will help pay the $13.5 billion they owed to more than 75,000 victims of catastrophic wildfires that were ignited by the utility's equipment. The man accused of stabbing to death two women, killing one, injuring her sister on the MacArthur BART platform in Oakland has testified in his trial. The man says he believes the women were aliens that kidnapped his grandmother. The 29-year-old has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in the 2018 killing of 18-year-old Nia Wilson and the stabbing of her sister Latifa Wilson. Officials say the knife attack was unprovoked. The women's friends and family members say the attack was racially motivated. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Wednesday, the 12th of February, 2020. It is the 43rd day of the year. 323 days remain till the end of the year, 20 days until primaries, 36 days until spring begins, and 265 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 7:02. The sun will set at 5:47 tonight. We have 10 hours, 45 minutes of daylight to play in. The next high tide will be at 1:38 this afternoon, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate will be at 7:45 tonight. The moon is currently 83.9% visible. A waning gibbous moon will have a new moon on February the 23rd. Today is Hug Day. It is National Freedom to Marry Day, as it was on this day in 2004. The city of San Francisco begins issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples in response to a directive from Mayor Gavin Newsom. It is also Lincoln's birthday. It is also Darwin's birthday, both born on this day in 1809, Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin. National Lost Penny Day, National Plum Pudding Day, Oglethorpe Day, Paul Bunyan Day, Safety Pup Day. It's also the founding of the U.S. state of Georgia in 1733. Red Hand Day, celebrated by the United Nations. It's the International Day Against the Use of Child Soldiers. Union Day in Myanmar and Youth Day in Venezuela. On this day in Black history, in 1793, the first fugitive slave law was enacted by Congress. In 1900, for a Lincoln birthday celebration, James Weldon Johnson writes the lyrics for Lift Every Voice and Sing, which later becomes the African-American national anthem. 1909, the NAACP was founded. 1962, a bus boycott started in Georgia. In 1965, Malcolm X visited Smethwick in Birmingham, England, following a racially charged general election. If today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Bill Russell, the great Boston Celtics player, and Arsenio Hall. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org.